You're listening to Sideshow Network.
Hi, this is Alonzo Bowden, and I want to welcome you to episode 152 of my podcast, Who's Paying Attention? Great day today. It's Thursday, and the hell's today's date? The 7th? Wow, you'd think I'd know something like that. Anyway, I'm sorry, it's the 8th, Thursday the 8th. I'm back live at the Brea Improv. It felt good to be back on stage for a long show. I'd been in L.A. doing 15 and 20 minute sets, so it felt good to get back to doing a full 45 to an hour. And I was on the Stephanie Miller show this morning. I love that woman. That woman is funny. She's smart. She has a thing called the Sexy Liberal Tour. You really need to check that out. Or just look up Stephanie Miller online and check out her show. It live streams on the internet, and she's great. She's great. She was a liberal talk DJ, radio DJ, and they tried that nationwide liberal station. It didn't work out. But she's well known. She's been around forever, and she's really good at what she does. And she's fun, and she thinks I'm cute. Which, thank you for that, Steph. Great show. So anyway, it was great to be on and to talk. And everyone's talking now. Everyone's talking today about the horrible job Matt Lauer did last night on, it wasn't a debate, it was like a forum. It was like, okay, he's going to ask Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump the same questions or similar questions, but they're not in the same room together like a debate. Now, Matt Lauer did a horrible job. Mainly, the biggest complaint was when Donald Trump lies and you know he's lying, Lauer didn't call him out on it. The big one being him saying he was against the Iraq war from the start. That's been proven to be a lie numerous times. And actually, the people who fact-check these things, it's really amazing the level at which Trump lies. Let's see. I'm looking for the statistics. I think PolitiFact said that he's about 4% of what he says is true. These guys feel it's not their job to check the truth. The moderators feel it's not their job. I guess it's not their job because it would keep them too busy. Glenn Kessler, who writes the Fact Checker column for the Washington Post, had investigated the truth of 52 claims by Donald Trump and awarded 4 Pinocchios, meaning it's a whopper, to 33 of them. By contrast, he found 14% of Clinton's statements reached that level. So this is the problem. For one thing, treating both of these candidates as equals is a problem, okay? Because we know that Donald Trump is... So, okay, somehow some of his supporters still seem to believe he is in some way qualified to be president. I honestly don't know how. We were talking about this morning on the Stephanie Miller show. Like, who are the undecided voters? I think the undecided voters are the real Republicans. Because they're like, look, we don't want to support Hillary, but we can't support Trump. Every time he opens his mouth, he is literally showing you he is less or proving how low qualified he is to be president. Also, enough with this outsider thing. I've said this before. I'll say it again. This fantasy that the president should have no experience is ridiculous. You know something? Not only do I want everything they say negative about Hillary, I like, okay? For one thing, she has experience having been Secretary of State and a senator, but oh, she's got connections. You know what? Good. Don't you want the president to have connections? If there's a problem, don't you want him to be able to call a leader of another country or call the current leader and say, hey, listen, my husband knew your boss 10 years, 15 years ago, whatever. So we need to work this out. Whatever it is. Don't you wish you had someone with connections? Every time you get pulled over for a ticket, Don't you wish your cousin's brother worked for the police department? Don't you wish you had someone in parking tickets? You want someone connected. That's what you want. That's how things get done. Somebody who's connected. But just the experience, the knowledge of how the job works, the knowledge of the issues, you know. And here's the thing. Stop calling Hillary a liar unless you point out Trump's a liar. Okay, just stop it. So Matt Lauer did a horrible job. Today on Twitter, it was trending, Lowering the Bar. Another thing he did, when Hillary would answer a question, he would ask her, be brief. He would rush. Like, she's explaining, first of all, he spent way too much time in the emails, but that's okay, because that's an attack point, and they want to do it. But when she's explaining national security, when she's explaining how to battle ISIS, and her answer is longer than, bomb them, take the oil, well, that may be because it takes a little more knowledge, a little more nuance to deal with terrorism and to deal with ISIS. Again, Matt Lauer did a horrible job. But what's interesting is I'm reading the moderators of the upcoming debates are shooting their preemptive strikes on how bad a job they're going to do. So we have... Sorry for the delay. Just checking really quick. So we have Jim Lehrer, who moderated every first presidential debate between 1988 and 2012. He says, I don't think fact-checking is the function of the moderator. The moderator's job to make sure the candidate has the opportunity to do the fact-checking. Okay, Chris Wallace, who's going to moderate the third debate on October 19th, says, it's not my job to be a truth squad. Okay, you're the moderator. You're there. You're the reporter. You're supposed to be representing our voice. You're supposed to be representing the voters. If you know a guy or a woman is telling a straight-up lie, you're supposed to somehow say it. You may not just call him a liar. I understand that. You may have to come up with a way to do it. But you know what? That's why you're paid the big bucks. That Matt Lauer, that's why you're paid millions. That's why these guys get paid and women get paid millions of dollars. Because you're supposed to have a way to say diplomatically, excuse me, that there's an error in that statement. Excuse me, that statement isn't the same as you made last week, last month, last year, whenever. Okay? That statement is inconsistent with your past. There's a lot of nice ways to call him a liar. But call him a liar. Give us a break. Call a liar a liar. That's your job. Now, getting back to treating these candidates like they're equals, because this has just gotten utterly ridiculous, okay? Donald Trump is being sued by the Freedom Girls. The Freedom Girls were these little girls who sang patriotic songs. They were at his appearance in Florida. Okay, somebody said, hey, you should come to Iowa. Didn't pay him, didn't give him any money, didn't give him any money for travel, hotels, etc. They went, then didn't put him on stage in Iowa. And basically, they said you can sell your merchandise, but Secret Service and security wouldn't allow them to bring in their merchandise. Then their merchandise got stolen. Now, where are they at? They're actually, they flew to Chicago. They were going to drive 5.5 hours to Des Moines. Then they were told, nah, we don't want you in Des Moines. I know we invited you, but we don't want you. So now they're suing the Trump campaign for $15,000. Okay, this is where you don't treat your candidates equal. Because imagine if Hillary Clinton was getting sued by little girls in red, white, and blue dresses for $15,000. I think you'd have heard of it. I think it'd be a huge, major news story. The end of the world. The end of patriotism. America, some bitch, she's stealing from little girl. Some bitch, them little girl is what makes America great. And the Hillary, blah, 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 blah. You'd hear all that crap. Trump's getting sued by him. Well, you're suing Donald Trump? Get in line. Now, here's another thing that Donald Trump does. Trump answers questions with just words, just a series of words that make no sense at all. So he was in Virginia Beach at a Trump rally at a veterans town hall. You know, he's a big fan of the veterans. But anyway, so he's getting the softball questions. This is a home court. So asked about the health treatment that female veterans receive, Trump said, we are going to do procedures that they've never done. What? And when asked about the Iraq war, this is what he said. And try to follow this. We made them a power. We also happen to have given them Iraq. I always say Iraq and Iran were very similar militarily. They'd fight, then they'd rest, then they'd fight, then Saddam Hussein would do the gas, and someone else would do something else, and they'd rest. Imagine if that was your answer on a high school test about Iran and Iraq. Imagine if that, well, what happened with Iran and Iraq? What happened was they would fight, and then they would rest, and then they would fight, then Saddam would do the gas, and then they'd rest again. End of essay. What? They're just words. It makes absolutely no sense. Wow. So please stop pretending that this is the equivalent. Now listen, Trump has personality. I give it to him. This is the same thing as Sarah Palin on even a bigger scale. Sarah Palin had no idea what she was talking about, didn't understand foreign policy, domestic policy issues or whatever. But Sarah Palin was a master at manipulating the media and made people feel good. And she would say, "You betcha." And people would just betcha and they'd love her. But they knew she wasn't qualified to run the country, for God's sake. So now we have the same thing going on. And these, again, we don't have any reporters. We don't have any media. Are they doing this for ratings? I don't know. I hate talking about it, but you have to know that. You have to see it. You have to see it. It's amazing. Everyone else in the world sees it. Everyone else in the world sees it. I got a feeling as much as Trump loves Putin, pretty soon even Putin's going to be like, "Hey, Donald, try not to use my name anymore, if you would." It's utterly ridiculous. Speaking of news, and this is, woo, okay, Gretchen Carlson. Now, you may or may not remember, but this is the woman who's sued Fox News over Roger Ailes and the sexual harassment thing. He'd been doing it for years. She had been recording it with her iPhone, et cetera, et cetera. This is the lawsuit that made him leave Fox News. They just settled for $20 million and they apologized. Yeah, $20 million and an apology. Now, Fox paid off Ailes $40 million and they're not taking any of his $40 million to pay her $20 million, but when you kick down $20 million, you are admitting you've done something wrong. So, I don't know. I guess I could say good for her, right? I guess you get $20 million. I guess it's good. But she probably feels better about being proven right, you know? And then Greta Van Susteren, who is kind of, for a long time, was really the female face of Fox News, you know, before Megyn Kelly went big. I mean, Greta Van Susteren's been there forever. And she just walked away. She just quit. Or didn't renew her contract, or however they want to spin it. She quit. She's like, I can't be involved with this organization anymore. And she was the one woman who tried to defend Roger Ailes. But, you know, once you kick $20 million, again, you're admitting it. The bigger thing that I'm seeing is hate. Hate and negativity and anger and all this bullshit that they've been selling is not selling anymore. You have Fox News is a mess now. You know, the Republican Party has Donald Trump. Glenn Beck, his organization is going belly up. They bankrupted the division that was supposed to make movies and make TV shows and stuff like that. It's all falling apart. Listen, if you know me, you know I am not the biggest optimist or most positive thinker, but all this negativity and hate that they have, it just ain't selling. People ain't buying it. Maybe the hate Barack Obama thing has run its course since Barack Obama's term's almost over and they couldn't generate the same hate with Hillary. You know, it's hard to generate the same hate toward a white woman that you generate toward a black man. You know, you ask the cops, they're not beating up white women. You know what I mean? They're not, you know, we're not mad at Kaepernick over white women. I mean, this is white women lives matter. We already knew that. So maybe they can't generate the same kind of hatred that they can with a good Barack Obama story. That some bitch Muslim born in Africa pretending he from Hawaii. What the hell wrong with him? You know, he started ISIS. That's right. He started ISIS and ISIL. He started both of them. Probably started both fighting against each other. Some bitch NASCAR. All that nonsense, right? He's coming to your house to get your guns. Watch out, you know, all that nonsense. I guess it's not sustainable with Hillary Clinton. I don't know. I don't know what their problem is, but man, they are there. Now, people are still watching. People are still watching Fox News, but you can see the cracks. You can see where this whole thing is crumbling, and it was all built on hate and negativity, and now it's the wall is tumbling down. So we'll see how this plays out. Chicago, I nor seems does anyone else know what the hell's going on in Chicago or what the solution is in Chicago. 13 homicides over Labor Day weekend. They've scored. Yeah, we got to keep call it a score because we're keeping score. 500 people have been killed in Chicago this year. They're projecting it to be 600 by the end of the year. 92 murders in the month of August. That's three a day. I mean, they talk about the gun problem, how easy it is to go to Gary, Indiana and get any kind of gun you want. They talk about the gang problems, drug problems, but I don't know. You got a police department that's, you know, this sounds kind of like L.A. back in the late 80s and 90s when the LAPD was the third gang on the streets, the Crips, Bloods, and LAPD, so they're not helping much. And again, I'm not saying all cops are bad. There are plenty of good cops, but there's a lot of questionable shootings, and people don't trust the police, you know? That's part of the problem. People just don't trust the police. So even if they're good, they can't be effective if people don't trust them because of violence and scandal, et cetera, et cetera. So I love Chicago. I worked there a lot. It's a great city. I don't know how we solve this, but this is a crisis. This is a real thing. And I'm not going to sit up here and say, yeah, it's all Barack Obama's fault because he's from Chicago. You know, maybe we could solve something if we get past the partisan rhetoric. Did I just say that out loud? What a ridiculous... I'm sorry. It's late at night. Maybe my brain's tired. But we got to do something. 600 murders a year, three a day for a year. Two a day for a year, three a day for a month. It's too much. Shifting gears, literally shifting gears, going to motorcycles. Why? Because I like them. Ms. Valerie Thompson is the world's fastest female motorcycle racer. She just hit the Bonneville Salt Flats, and for people who don't know, in Bonneville there's literally a salt, flat salt. It used to be an ocean. It's an amazing thing to see. It's where people make land speed records. They have anything from cars to motorcycles to streamliners. Those are the ones that get the most publicity. That's what they see. So Valerie Thompson in a streamlined motorcycle did 304 miles an hour. To set a record at Bonneville, you have to make two passes, and the average speed of both is the record. The woman's amazing. The woman's amazing, and I love it because it's another achievement by women. It's another one of those, oh, women can't do that? Yeah, they can, and she did. So kudos to you, Ms. Valerie Thompson. 300 miles an hour, that's fast. Finally, ITT Tech, you missed the commercials yet? ITT Tech is gone. They're done. They've shut their doors after 50 years in business. Why? Well, it seems someone at the government decided to investigate them. And the accreditation process is a mess. They said it's not going to get on track. They're not going to become an accredited university. And the federal government was going to take away all the federal student loan money, which is what kept them afloat. These private universities, ITT Tech, Trump University, that big one down in Florida, whatever, they it's so sad. Once again, taking advantage of the weakest and the most needy or whatever, they run these daytime commercials telling people that, hey, come to our school for 6 months or a year or 2 years, whatever, get a degree, you're going to get a job. The truth is the schools aren't accredited. The students borrow money to go to these schools, and they just get caught in a cycle. Some of them are cycle, and they keep going, like Trump University, where you had to keep buying more classes, or the one in Florida where you get a degree that's useless because it's not real. And apparently ITT Tech's kind of the same way. I'm sure some people got jobs out of ITT Tech, but, you know, it's bad. And these people end up in debt, and the dreams destroyed and broken. Now, what they did say, the federal government said that they will wipe the slate clean if you leave ITT Tech and start at a new university. But, you know, you got to watch out for these private universities. You got to try to go to a real university. I feel bad for the people who've been ripped off and conned by ITT Tech. I'm glad ITT Tech is out of business. I don't feel bad for them at all. So that's it. That's my story. I'm sticking to it. Watch some football this weekend, okay? Shut down politics. Let's welcome the football season in. The Mets are doing pretty good. Let's watch some baseball, all right? It's an escape. Get away before the debates start and that nonsense. Well, don't worry. I'll be here for you. I got you on that. Again, wow. Stephanie, I love doing your show, Stephanie Miller Show. Again, please. Support that. Listen to that. Support the Young Turks. You want news? Let's get away from mainstream media. I'm not one of these fully alternative media people, but it's really, after seeing what Matt Lauer did this week, more and more you have to go with this, the fact that you got to find your news. You got to find your real news. So maybe it's online. Maybe it's with Stephanie Miller or the Young Turks or somewhere. But I do a number of news sources, but I got a lot of free time. So I hope somebody does something. You know, Fox News is a mess. I still think Rachel Maddow is good on MSNBC. NBC, though, is this Matt Lauer is a mess. You're not a mess. You're great. Thank you for listening to the podcast. This is Alonzo asking, who's paying attention? You are. Promise next week, some funny.